1, 2, 3, ta-da! Hi everyone, welcome back. If you ever listened to my podcast before, welcome back. I'm just, you know, like when I take a bath and I just massaging my head, I have something in my mind and I was just like, I'm thinking about the title of this podcast. This is a trivia thing, but honestly, it will be a reminder for me as well. I'm gonna remind myself that, yeah, let the universe guide you. I know like this sounds so too utopic, but yeah, I think like the universe, you know, like the universe, this world, it's not a scientific thing. It's like whether the earth is flat or flat or otherwise. I mean, like, it's not like that. It's not a scientific thing, but it is also connected to a religion, because I'm a religious person. I want it to be the one that closest to my God. I don't know, but I believe that he loves me and he loves you, and no one can beat the God's love, because God's love is infinity, inevitable, and God never ask for a return. I mean, like, there are something that kind of obligations when you are doing a deed, or I mean, like, a praying, like, yeah, like some kind of rituals of praying. It's somehow people are not obey the rules. So, but however, God still give his love towards you, like give you health, give you air to breathe and such. But yeah, now let's talking about let the universe guide you. The reason why I think about universe is that we cannot deny that actually me myself is also questioning about so many things in this life, like why I'm born in 1999, why I'm born in January, why I am born as a first child, first daughter, why I am born in this family, why I am born as a person that who live in this country, or born with these religions like that, why I live and how many years that it took me to be like this and like that and like else and else something else. Yeah, we are questioning a lot, like why I'm a woman, why I got period in every month. Yeah, it's some kind of that, like why do I have to feel like pain, like dysmenorrhea every month, like that, why I'm born as a woman, why woman should give birth, why woman is pregnant, like that. Yeah, you know, like it's a kind of like contemplating things in this life, why the trees are green, why the water is blue, why the skies are blue, why the clouds are white, why there is a rainbow after the rain, or why the moon is somehow like waning gibbous moon, waxing gibbous moon, there is a moon phase, like why there are lots of planets, why there are lots of stars, why the skies are, yes, like that. But that was too much. But something that it is very, very, very small things, like some kind of why do I have to meet this type of people? Why do I have to meet this type of person in my life? Why do I have to meet this one, like this one? And why do I like someone? Why do I have to like this one? And then, yeah, like that. Oh my God. The contemplating things opening is just took around 3 minutes. Really. So, I think like there are some questions that no need to answer in this world, right? Like, if you find an answer, there is no like explanation about that all. Like, why I am born in this month or in this year or yeah, like that, in this era, like that. But yeah, something that I take a note to myself is that let the universe guide you. I mean, like, somehow we are confused. Like, for example, me right now in my job, why do I have to do this job? And then why do I have to meet these people when I'm work like that? Why do I have to have those type of coworkers and something kind of that? And I actually like thought thinking like thinking about what are the intention of these people, like those people who are trying to getting close to me, for example, like because like as we know, like people interaction are transactional, like it should like back and forth. I mean, like there must be a feedback, like you throw something, you need to receive something. And there are something the potential for someone, and then you can use that. For example, someone is madman, and you can use that madman, like you can use that anger as your shield when you are getting offended by someone, and then your friends help you to mark them down like that, or yeah, or something like kind of I'm too nice. That is why some people are just taking an advantage like that. Yeah, but however, the reason why let the universe guide you is that there are something that is mysterious in this life, and we cannot solve. Then yeah, somehow we cannot find the answer. That is why I always like talking to myself like this. For example, when I like someone. Like this. Wait, I need to I need to have a good introduction about this one. For example, when I like someone and then God, I think like yeah, because I'm a religious person. God, I think I like him. If he's good for me, if he's meant to me, meant to be with me, please guide us and please show me something that it is potential between us, like that. But otherwise, if someone is not good for me, please help me and guide me to be like, it's just like nothing to lose, like, to be like, yeah, just accepting if the reality is not meant to be with me, just embrace my heart to accept every kinds of reality and possibilities like that. And yet, for some scenarios, like when I like someone and I start to like someone, and then the universe shows me, this is not the sign that he's meant for you, like that. And suddenly I just lost the feeling like that. Yeah, that's how the universe work, and that's how the God works. However, that is a good thing because like I'm not going to manifest everything on the wrong person. Like I'm not gonna manifesting my time, just wasting my time with a wrong person like that, right? The universe saved me, God saved me from someone that, yeah, it just not belongs to me, and then, yeah, it's just not belong to me, and it's just not meant to be with me. And probably it's not because they are bad, but there are some externalities that makes us not match. Probably it's about a gut feeling, like the feeling of like, I don't think I can see the future with him like that, or even not in just a relationship, but it's a friendship as well. I don't think like he is a good friend. I know like she is nice, or I know like he is nice, but I don't think like I can be a good friend with him. I don't think I could share everything to them, or I don't think that he is a trustworthy, even though that they are trustworthy, but I don't think like I am able to open myself with them like that. It's not only about in a relationship between you and your crush, your lover, your friends, but it is also about something that you are manifested too. For example, when you're confusing about choosing your job, and then we know, like, actually, when we are in a college, when we are in a university, like, when me as a college student, I used to like dreaming about my dream job. I want to be like this, I want to be like that, I want to be work in a good company, I just wanted to be like a banker for some reason, yeah, like that. I just want to like, oh, I think like the bank. I ever manifesting like, oh, I think like work in that company, it's nice. It seems nice, like. And yet, yes, I work in a company. I used to work in a bank, and then after I experiencing some of the things that, yeah, it shows me about pressure. But you know what? Like, I tend to be, yeah, even though I'm getting pressure, I think like I'm not the type of person that easily gave up. But yeah, at that time, I know like, on my previous company, when I was a banker, it's just like, oh my god, I can smell a rat, or something suspicious has happened. But I'm not going to assuming that it is a valid reason. But yeah, probably like it's just like how the universe guide me. Like, you already experiencing this, and then maybe it's not belong to you like that, and then. It is not because of the company, but you know, like there are some factors. That is why I put in a conditions like I put in a condition like I'm in these positions, and this position is like there are some people that are involved in, and there are some people's interests. No, but I'm not gonna blame their intention as well. You know, like just everything is just like meant to be like that, and it's just like. This is how the universe works. This is just how the story written. I like that. And I should be like playing this kind of role in my previous job, being kicked out or some kind of that. And then I just got the new job, and then I just like, okay. But yeah, before that, I just manifested as well. Like, I think like work in this company, being like this is a good thing. And then like okay, and yes, and now I still hang in there. But yeah, some reason I'm expecting to be like in my position right now. Yeah, for example, my position in my work. I ever imagined once or twice, but I'm not gonna like I'm not that type of like manifested it every day or every twice a week or once a month, like yeah. Everything is just like work in the even though that it is not smooth, but as you can see, like there is a storyline there, and like this is how the universe guides you. You met those people in your comp in your work field, like work environment like that, or in a college. Like for example, when I was in the college, I met people that introvert. And I used to be extrovert, and now I know what are the feelings of introvert people, and now I'm becoming an introvert as well. That is why. Really, like, when I have a good friend and then she passed away, this is how the universe, like, set a story, a settings with these people. I met these people when I was 19, 20, 21, 20. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. That was in 2020. No, it's 2019 if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, she passed away in 2019, and I'm not regretting anything. Like, being her friends, her extrovert friends, and now I'm becoming an introvert one. Yeah. This is also can be connected with the concept of time, if you guys ever listen to my podcast, another trivia podcast. You met lots of people, and the universe guides you. And yeah, and now I'm not sure about what I've been through. Like, yeah, I just lost my grandmother. It's not even 2 weeks, it's still 1 week. Yeah, it's. But it feels like. I don't know, I just like. The vibe is really different. My grandfather now is just like become. I think like it comes back to. He used to like. My grandfather used to like so-called mean and rude, and now I find it difficult to having joke with him. I know like I feel like this is inappropriate for me to having a joke with him for this time because like he's just in the state of grief as well. That is why I'm not. I just try my best to accompanying him whenever I am available. Yeah. Let the universe guide you. And yeah, if someone is meant for you, meant to be with you. I mean, like someone is belong to you, they will find their own way back to find you. It doesn't mean that you don't have to attract them, or it doesn't mean that you don't have to chase them. I mean like as long as this is not too much, like it is not overreacting, over yeah too much. For example, when I like someone, I'm not gonna like spamming him or like call him immediately every day. Or the reason why it's because like I don't know what topic that I want to talk with him. You know, like I'm not good at making conversations. Yeah, and I was like I don't know. I mean like it's just a crush, like he's not my boyfriend yet. I don't want to annoy him. I don't want to like make him feel so annoyed by me. Yeah. So just let the universe guide you. That is why when I like someone, I like is this one is good for me? If it's good, then please help me to getting close with him like that. But if he's not good for me, I hope that we can find our way best to like keep everything good. I mean like even though that we are break up, for example, when I'm broke up with my boyfriend, if I have a boyfriend, I don't want to like hate him so much unless that he cheat on me, okay? I cannot forgive him. But I just wanted to be like yeah. Happiness, I mean, like, yeah, I just want him to be happy as well because if he is happy, then his energy, like, he's not gonna, sad. I mean, like, you know, like, the energy will be like spreading. I mean, like, the energy will be like, how do I have to say? Is it intertwined? No, it's not intertwined, but affecting the energy of me. Because when someone think about us. I mean, like, when you think about someone and you think about something bad about someone, indirectly, you send bad energy for them. It's just like you spreading hate comments in social media. Yeah, you're spreading a bad vibes, you're spreading a bad energy. That is why just wish everything best and let the universe guide you. Everything. It's not only about relationship but also in your manifested dream, your manifested life when you are in 50, like that. For example, I want to have money. I want to have money. I want to have money. And yeah, I will try my best. I will work hard like that. And let the universe guide me. Oh my god. Wait. Oh my god. Yeah, it's like that. You know, it's just a trivia thing, so I don't think that it will take a long time. Oh my god, what happened? Is it suddenly dead? Oh, wait. Oh. So sorry, guys. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. No way. Oh my god. Okay. I think it's enough. No way! Thank you, guys. Oh my god. Hello? Something's wrong happened. Oh my phone.